Hey, hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Biotechnology is on the move. 80% this spring's plantings of soybeans are expected to be biotech, up from 75%. 38% of corn, up from 26%. 70% of the cotton. You can see the growing confidence farmers have in biotechnology. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Saddam Hussein is either dead or alive, but does it make any difference? Just before the U.S. attack, his son robbed the Iraqi central bank of $1 billion and trucked it away in 3 trailer trucks to God knows where. In the meantime, they left the Iraqi army to die for a brutal dictator that was running to save his own hide. Now, with the war over, the challenge of bringing order and eventual prosperity to the people lies ahead. There's so much to be done. Clearly, one of the highest priorities must be to revitalize the food and agriculture sector, which employs 50% of the population. After all, the people must eat. Food aid will flow in for now, but the country desperately needs to transition to a market economy. It gives me great pride to note the USDA appointment of Dan Amstutz to lead the agricultural reconstruction of Iraq. Dan worked for me when I was U.S. Secretary of Agriculture as the Undersecretary for International Affairs and Commodity Programs. He has had a wealth of experience in the international grain trade business as well as government. Reconstruction will take time. Currently, 60% of Iraq's population is dependent on food aid. However, developing a market economy should be easier to implement in Iraq after 30 years of Hussein than Russia after 70 years of communism. I have been talking to a number of agribusiness companies that have had experience in doing business with Iraq before Hussein, and those companies are standing ready to do their part. The huge international debt that Hussein ran up will be a load for the people to carry. Part of it will be restructured, and part of it forgiven. The Iraqi people are meat eaters, and in spite of their debt, with $25 billion of oil to sell per year, they should once again become a solid customer for U.S. grain, especially wheat, and maybe chicken. Hussein is irrelevant. Hats off to Dan Amstutz. He is the relevant one now. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.